In the beginning of Parshas Kitavoy, Parshas Abikurim, it says, "Uvosa lakayin asher yabi biyomim mahem amarte ilov higaliti hayirim l'Hashem leikecho."
You come to the Kohen with your Bikurim and you tell him, "I've arrived at the land that the Ribbono Shel Olam promised us. And I'm here with the Peres." Rashi says, "V'amarte ilov, higaliti hayirim l'Hashem leikecho." Rashi says, "V'amarte ilov, she'incho kofi toivo." Now you're not kofi toiv. You're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us the land that he originally promised to the Avos, and you're in it. You planted the land, you planted trees, and you have fruit. And this is all because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekayim his avtocha to Klal Yisrael to give them the Eretz. And you continue. Rashi says, "Onisav amart lefnei Hashem lekecha rami yevirovi v'yir mitzvah v'yagashom seimot v'yisham goy v'dol tzavarov." That Halavan wanted to get rid of Yaakov Avinu, and you saved him. V'chulu. Once you start being maske the tevis Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should maske all the tevis Kadosh Baruch Hu. You shouldn't be kofi toiv for any of the tevis. This is things that happened not tens of years beforehand or hundreds of years beforehand, more than 1,000 years beforehand, and Beis Hashem and Rezech the Beis Hamikdash, many thousands of years beforehand, and we still think the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chiyuv HaKaras HaTov is so great that it doesn't stop after a year, it doesn't stop after saying it one time. Every time that they bring Bikurim, it doesn't stop after a generation. Hundreds and thousands of years later, you still have to be Makar Toiv for the Tevis that were done beforehand. We find it by Mitzrayim, it says, Lois Asayiv. Mitzri, Geri Yisabaratzai. Geri besides the fact that they killed us. But how many years ago was that? Geri Yisabaratzai. Nevertheless, still, they, the Zechiv Akar Satoiv, because they were Nachsani Bashasat Chak. We see the tremendous Choiva, not to be a Kofi Toiv, from the great amount of time that a person has to be Makar Toiv, and also from the godless of the Avera, so to speak. I heard a Peldik of art from the Pittsburgh Rebbe, Shem the Pittsburgh Rebbe. He says, what was probably the most far-reaching and devastating Avera that was ever committed in history? The biggest ramifications. Kashdus Eitadas. Eitadas that was caused miso to all generations, caused all the kolos that came because of it. And we know that Avera is Gereris Avera. So the greatest Avera that was ever committed, what Avera was that Ger? What was that Avera that was Ger? She says, that's what it says in the Pasuk, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? And he says to me, Ho'isha she'nosati imodi, hinos nemi v'archelam. It was the wife that gave me. And now she says, kan kofar v'tevo. Now he's kofar v'tevo. The first Avera was Ger, this tremendous Avera. What was the Ger? The Avera of Kviyas HaTev. That's the Chashivas of Hakaras HaTev, and the Reyes of being kofi toiv. It's interesting. Also, we find that bothered me for a long time that it says by the Dora Plogo, Yikol Arad Sof Echad Advarim Echadim, and they all decided to come together. VeYirid Hashem Liras Ishvas Ayirvas Amigdal Sherbanu Bnei Ha'adam. He went down to see the Migdal that the Bnei Ha'adam were building. So Rashi says, Ela Bnei Mi. What do you mean Bnei Ha'adam? Of course, Chi Bnei. Bnei Chamorim v'Gemalim, El Bnei Adam Harishin Shekofa Es HaTeva V'Meisha Shenosati Imadi, Af Eilu Kofu B'Teva Limer B'Mish Shishpiyam Teva U'Malta Min Amavo. The Bnei Adam Harishin was Kofu B'Teva. He says Isha Shenosati Imadi. They're also Kofu B'Teva. That Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them from the Mavo. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them from the Mavo. They weren't even born at the time of the Mavo. It's hundreds and hundreds of years beforehand. What does it have to do with the Mavo B'Chol? No, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made it that people would give birth earlier, and they would have been born earlier, instead of, right? Noach could have had children that were much, much before. Kadosh Baruch Hu only made it that he had children when he was 500 years old. But he could have had children like everybody else at 100 years old, and they would have been born hundreds of years earlier. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, for that, you have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chiyuv HaKaras HaTov, the Chiyuv is tremendous. Why is the Chiyuv so great? Why is there such a tviyah to be makar toiv and not to be a kofi toiv? So the way that the Chavis Lavov Vishtel Tavek in Avodas Elokim, Shara Avodas Elokim, he says that the whole Avodas Hashem, our whole Avodas Hashem is really gebayt, it's really built and founded on the Hakaras HaToiv. If we realize how much we're makar toiv, we need to be makar toiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we realize that we should be oivid him the same way that a person realizes when his parent or somebody does a tevet to him, that he has to pay him back, and how much he has a chiv to his parents, or his parents have done something over the course of years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, for sure. So how much more so the Ribbono Shel Olam, that gives you every second, he's giving you the ability to breathe, to see, to hear. When you realize the tremendous service that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you, then automatically you're going to want to be mekayim his mitzvahs and not be over on his ratzuyim. But meila, somebody that doesn't have that chiyuv, that hakara, that he needs to be makir toiv, that he needs to think, that he needs to not to be a kofi toiv, so it's almost kfiro, because that's if the yisoid and the drive for avodas Hashem falls by the wayside when you realize when there's a lack of hakara toiv. Many people ask the question at this time of year. We find that they don't maybe all articulate it like this, but it's basically asked the same way. And that is, Rosh Hashanah, we know, is the Zman of Hamlachas Ribbono Shel Olam Tzvi Yemadin, Zman of Kavaras Hamlachas Shemayim. Yom Kippur is the Zman of Tshuva, Tzvi Kavaras Avoinu. What is the Avoid of El? What are you supposed to do during El? It's Yimei Rotzein, it's Ani L'Doidi, Tachlis Geret. What are we supposed to be doing? How is it going to play out on a day-to-day basis? So I think one way is, I'll pee what I heard, that they asked him, Shlomo Zalman, what's the avoid of El? And he said, I'll tell you what I work on during El. During El, I work on Mea Brachis. Mea Brachis, one time he said that he works on Inin Brachis, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Nekuda Brachis. What's the Inin Brachis? The Inin Brachis is being makir that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chiv of Mea Brachis, so say, the way that Chazal instituted the chiyuv of Mea Brachis is in a way that there shouldn't be 5 minutes that goes by that you're not making a bracha kilu. You wake up in the morning and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be able to see, that you have clothing, that you could step on the ground, that you're able to walk, everything that you have, every time that you eat something, that you walk outside, you see the sun, you turn on my ears. There's so much to be thankful for to the Ribbono Shel Olam that you have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for. I'll call Neshima bin Neshima to Halal Kol. There's every step of your day contains some aspect that you have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for. Memela, a chizuk of Elul, which Elul is the time to prepare a sign for Rosh Hashanah and sign for Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is Zman of Hamlachas Bari, and Kippur is Zman of Tshuva. That starts to be tshuva, Zman of tshuva. The mele, the first step in being mamlech to Ribbono Shel Olam, being makabel ol machusha mayim, is being makir in the teva. Being makir, not to be a kofi teva, being makir in the teva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you that I'm able to see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you that I'm able to walk. This nekuda of hakaras hatev, when the more a person realizes how much he has to be makir teva to Ribbono Shel Olam, the more he's going to be careful not to be over on his attainer, and the more he's careful he's going to do exactly what Ribbono Shel Olam wants. That's the whole yesod of Avodas Hashem and Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. I heard a mashal that, imagine somebody is he faints, he has a heart attack, he's on the floor and he's mamish, he needs serious help. Somebody calls Hatzalah. And somebody comes running in, and the guy he's there with the defibrillator, or he's there with the oxygen to help the guy out. And the person, he wakes up for a second from the floor, and he looks up and he sees it's his neighbor that he used to live next to, that he got into a massive fight, and he's chayav lo kama makot. He really owes him a little bit, a good punch or two. You think for a second that he's gonna do anything right now? He realizes that his hands, that his life is in this other person's hands. He's not gonna do anything. He's going to sit there like a little limel and do exactly what the person tells him to do if he knows it's good for him. When a person's makir that he's in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands, and every single thing, every single aspect, that when we eat food, that it digests well, and the good parts go into all the cells in the body, and the bad parts pass through the body, and everything that we do, that we're able to see, and we're able to swallow, and we're able to blink, and we're able to walk, and we're able to, everything that we have comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you do exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Not just because you're scared that he could take it away from you, but because I owe you so much. How could you not? When a person has that akara, they owe you so much, how could you not? They don't want to do exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants them to do. That's why it's the beginning of Kabbalah Zman Shemayim is this akara tzatev. And after that comes Yom Kippur. Why did Yom Kippur come after Rosh Hashanah? The Yom HaDin should be after the tshuva. Why does the Yom HaDin come before? Because the Yom HaDin is the Yom Kabbalah Somach Shemayim. When you're makir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yochad Bo'ilomai, and every single solitary thing comes from him, the Mimilah can be Mitzharet. After that comes the Harota and comes the Makar for the tshuva. Because you'll feel bad that you did anything. How can I do something? You've done so much for me. How can I do something Keneged Yiratzon? How can I do Keneged Yiratzon? The Chofetz Chaim in the beginning of Shaar Bechinu, he says that there's two, he says a mashal, he says that there was a person that found a abandoned child, and he raised the child from the time he was born, and he gave him everything that he needed, and he gave him food, and he gave him clothing, and he gave him education, everything that he needed until he married him off. And 20 years he was giving him everything that he had. And then he found somebody, he heard that somebody was captured by his was taken at ransom by people by some of his enemies, and they were going to do, who knows what they were going to do to him, and he rescued the person, and he paid the ransom, and he saved him, and took him to his house, and gave him food and drink, and sent him on his way. It says that the second person was makir toiv to much greater extent than the first child, than the first person, even though the first person, l'chero, owes a bigger chiv hakaras toiv. Besides the fact that he kept him alive, he gave him every single solitary day for the last 20 years, he gave him everything that he had. This person was a one-time thing. Yeah, he saved him this one time, but it was a one-time thing. Nevertheless, the person who owes him much more hakaras toiv was not makir toiv as much. Why not? Because at the time that all the toiv started, he was a small child. He didn't realize the godliness of the person that was helping him out. And meanwhile, as he grew older, he already took it for granted. As opposed to the second person, who was already 25 years old when the thing happened, so he understood the great sechiva, karz atayv. That's our matzav. Our matzav is the child. Everything that we have, all the things that we have, that we're able to swallow, that we're able to walk, that we're able to talk, that we're able to hear, that we're able to see, all these things we have, Baruch Hashem, from the time that we're born. We really don't appreciate the teva of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The main that we have to do pu'ulos, we have to do things to be able to makir the teiv. So I thought maybe as a avoida for Elul, what's the avoida for Elul? Maybe as a chelik of avoida for Elul, to take one bracha, not ashriyotzer is usually said on the run, often it's said on the run, take one bracha that you could start to appreciate the teivos of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Or think shakonu b'dvari, before you have a coffee, take a second to think, Rebbeinu Shlomo, thank you for the coffee beans, thank you for the sugar that comes from sugar cane. Thank you for the hot water, the instant hot water. If you think about 100 years ago, Mamish, they were trying to describe, Shusha Pinkin says, if they tried to describe Eilam Haba, Yemoisa Mashiach, to the people there, what would they tell them? You're not going to believe what's going to be there. You want a drink, just go to the wall, and you press a button on the wall, and water comes out. You go in, and you're going to have clothing, you don't have to go and start getting pieces of material and so on. You just go in the stores, there's plenty of clothing, just everything that you want. Hot water, instant hot water, yeah. You're cold, just turn on, there's going to be something on the side, there's going to be hot air coming out. You're hot, turn on the air conditioner. This is Mamash, Yemei HaMashiach. We don't appreciate what we have, but it was 5,700 years of history that they didn't have any of this. It's the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years that they have. I heard that Phoenix only started, a community in Phoenix only started 50, 60 years ago when they invented air conditioning. It was too hot before that. Air conditioning is not that old. It's a few years old. How much do we have that the people 100 years ago, the biggest Ashirim didn't have? They couldn't even chalom for such a noise. To appreciate what we have, to appreciate the shefa that we have, to appreciate the pashta things that we have, appreciate the fact that we have coffee, to appreciate the fact that we have clothing, to appreciate we're able to see, appreciate these things. So take one bracha, start with one bracha, and start having a little bit of a karsa toiv, besides the fact that it's a way to prepare yourself for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it's also a way to really start enjoying life.